Blog Talk Radio.
If you have ideas or you need ideas, go to creativebizideas.com. Go to creativebizideas.com.
Good morning and welcome to Creative Biz Ideas. This is one of the bad boys of business, Nolan Davis, founder of Vids Inc., and we're going to have a great show today. Today, we're going to be talking a little bit about Mother's Day, seeing how it was yesterday. We're also going to be talking about some different activities that went on this weekend. But on the show, we have Mr. Dennis Claus, who's a Native American business storyteller who can help you get extremely focused leads and referrals for your business, which is always a good thing. We're also going to have our weekly updates, tips and business advice from our number one business coach in the world, Doug Winnie, and our very own attorney, Mark Smith. All of this on this episode of Creative Biz Ideas.
Creative Biz Ideas is sponsored by Vids Inc., exceptional video production. If you're looking for training videos, marketing videos, or website videos, then call Vids Inc. at 281-968-VIDS. That's 281-968-8437. You're listening to Creative Biz Ideas with your host, Nolan Davis, on Blog Talk Radio.
This is Nolan Davis with Creative Biz Ideas, and I'm on with my co-host, the other bad boy of business, Chris Burris. Are you there, sir?
I am here. The other bad boy of business is present and accounted for, sir. Yes, sir.
Is this the founder of eWebStyle?
Yeah, that's what used to me being prim and proper, huh?
In the flesh, is this him right here? How are you, sir?
I am doing wonderful. How are you doing today, Nolan?
Man, I'm doing great. Got a little something to talk to you about this morning. First thing in the morning is yesterday was Mother's Day, and I know you got kids and you got a wife, so boom, I went to Jared's. I don't know what you did, but I had to get the Pandora charm bracelet and got a couple of charms that represented, you know, for me and the family and represented her and all that good stuff. So I had a very happy wife over here. What about you, sir?
So my job on Mother's Day is just to do whatever my wife wants. And she's amazing because she really is pretty easy to take care of. She wanted to go to, and we've actually done this the last couple of Mother's Days, is we've gone to, you know, one of the steakhouses like Fogo de Chao, and they've got Chama Gaucho. We actually ended up going to Fogo de Chao. And it works out really well because, you know, it's just madhouse on Mother's Day. I think it's the number one take people out to dinner day. And at Fogo de Chao, you just sit there. They bring you food. You eat as much as you can. You go home. You take a nap.
Well, here's my thing, though. Here's my thing. As I was looking through Mother's Day cards, I'm standing there amongst other guys, and the guys are reading the cards, and they're kind of saying, huh, and they put the card back, right?
Right.
So
right. One
of those types of things, you're trying to find the absolute card that best fits the situation.
Was there any shoving and pushing, right, to try and get that best card? Because, you know,
It was not.
Were you doing this yesterday morning?
I was not, sir. I was not. See, I really don't have this type of time, right? So I was not. But as I was doing it, I actually was doing it late Saturday night is what it was. Because I just came back.
Hey, honey, I've got to take the garbage out. I'll be back.
Oh, no. No, look, I left a shoot in Austin at 8 o'clock. Right. I went to Lone Star School of Music. Actually, it's a client that Chris and I, we both share. And so went to go do his videos. They came out great, by the way. He had, for 2 days, it was people on top of people trying to get in the video. And I was thinking, why the hell does he have so many testimonials? But then it dawned on me that all of these people are musicians or aspiring musicians, and this is like their first music video, right? So everybody was trying to come in to get their
yes.
video. I mean, it was kids. It was people of all ages. They came in like, yo, I'm in a band, so I love this place. Let me play a little something for you. And everybody was playing instruments, and it, and I was like, dude, I didn't really expect all of this. So he's probably going to wind up with more videos than we talked about. So I need you to be aware of that. So I left there and went to the Kroger's right by my house. And as I'm picking out cards, I just want to say I love my wife. My wife, I couldn't do half of what I do without my wife. And she makes
Amen to that.
My life. Right.
I mean, for you specifically.
Exactly. And she makes my life a lot easier, right? And so definitely want to take the time to give, big ups to my wife and what she does and love her so much. And anybody who knows me knows that I talk about my wife all the time. But as I was looking at a lot of those cards, they were just like, you're an amazing woman and you make it look so easy. And my thing was, in my mind, I kept thinking, is hollering and screaming and complaining about it make it look so easy? Now, she does what she does, but I'm just like, is the hollering and the upsetness and the, oh, I just got to get away from you guys. Does that make it look so easy? That was my thing. That's all. So me and the fellas, you know me, I make friends everywhere. So me and the fellas that were picking cards, we laughed a little bit. Then we stood up straight and buttoned our collars back up to the top and walked out with an appropriate card that would make our wives happy. So that's where I am right now. And again, I want to say, because when my wife hears this, she's going to say something, but I'm going to say again, I cannot do what I do without my wife, and I thank God for my wife every day. So hopefully that X's out the complaint. At least I could be on an even. So anyway, all right. That's why I am with you. Happy Mother's Day to all of you mothers out there that are.
You deserve it, all of y'all.
Absolutely. Especially the ones that are entrepreneurs, because they go over and beyond. I know some of them, like one of the ladies that won a couple of weeks ago, Kelly, she's a mom. Tessie, she's a mom, and they're still doing the entrepreneurial thing, and I know that's extremely hard. So, man, big ups to those ladies. Absolutely. So today we have a Native American on the show. And, I mean, he is 100% Native American. I've not seen that many Native Americans, but he's written a book, and we're going to talk about it a little bit today. His name is Dennis Claus, and he wrote The Power of Effective Stories, and I like it a lot. I like what it's all about, and we're going to have him on the show today. And I just had to tell him when I had him on the phone, I talked to him last week. I was like, my great-great-grandfather is 100% Cherokee Indian. And that's why I don't really grow facial hair, really. Like, every time you see me, I've shaved like 2 weeks ago. Like, it's very rare that I shave, so I don't really get that much facial hair. My grandfather didn't get facial hair until he was like 55 or something.
Wow.
So, this mustache that I have is not because it's trimmed and manicured and maintained. It's because I can't grow more than what you see. Is what that is.
I'm doing the best I can.
Exactly. I'm using Mogro. I'm doing all kind of things out there. So that's how the situation.
I'm excited about having Dennis on because probably over the last year, most of the books that I've been reading have talked about the power of stories and how the power of stories relates to sales, specifically that when we are just wired, we humans are just wired to just tune in to stories And yeah. and it's one of the ways to get past, you know, what some would call the salesman alarm, you know. So before I go into my sales pitch, let me just tell you this little story. And all of a sudden they're like, okay, well, this is not the sales pitch and it's a story, so I have to pay attention to it. And right. and all of a sudden it's, you know, all the information that you would like to impart into and have the people, your prospects, absorb are, you know, just they're just sinking in and staying.
You say and bang, you have a, is that
and
is the bang the sale, or is the bang the punchline of this joke or the story, or what are we talking about?
Sinking in and staying, implanting.
Got it. I thought something else was coming after that. I was just like, you were like, and planting, and I was like, and what? Okay, and I got it. All right.
Hold on. Let me pull up thesaurus.com, and we can keep that going. Yeah, so I'm excited. I think Dennis is going to be great.
Gotcha. We just had a caller. I was going to bring them in before Dennis, and they hung up, actually. It was in our area. I was going to bring them on. So if you're listening online, caller, come on back, and I'll bring you in right after Dennis. And we're going to bring Dennis in right after these messages.
Creative Biz Ideas is sponsored by Vids Inc., exceptional video production. If you're looking for training videos, marketing videos, or website videos, then call Vids Inc. at 281-968-VIDS. That's 281-968-8437. You're listening to Creative Biz Ideas with your host, Nolan Davis, on Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Bad Boys of Business with Nolan Davis and Chris Burris on Creative Biz Ideas. And right now we're going to bring in Dennis Claus. Mr. Dennis Claus, are you there, sir?
Good morning. How are we doing today?
Man, we're doing
wonderful.
Great.
Good morning, Dennis.
Yeah, we're doing great, sir. And yourself?
I'm wonderful. Enjoying the beautiful weather.
All right.
I had such a good day yesterday. It was Mother's Day, and I just got to spend the whole day visiting all the different families and all the different mothers.
Got you. Beautiful thing. So, Dennis, tell us a little bit about your book, sir.
Well, I've been a storyteller most of my life. My father and my grandfather were storytellers. And my grandmother actually, she used to sell things at like powwows and different festivals and things. And she used to tell me all the time, she says, people don't want to buy items. When you put a story with that item, they want the story. They have to have that story. She had beautiful stories for all her different items that she would sell. And it really never dawned on me because when I was a child, I wanted to be a storyteller. But when I got older, I thought, well, there's no real career in being a storyteller. But as I got older now, years later, I find out that stories are so powerful. People not only remember them, they act on them, and they tell other people. That's how you can get great referrals and great leads, and have other people tell your story.
Got you. Now, in your book, you made a quote that said, curiosity in a story is a must. Now, how do you build up that curiosity? In the story, is that the art of telling the story, or what?
One of the most simple things I do, and I was taught by my grandmother, is when you're ready to tell something, you say, and then she heard something, and then you stop and hesitate for a moment, and then you say, she heard something beautiful. Okay. I didn't tell you what it was, but you were like, okay, she heard something. What was it? And then it was something beautiful. Okay, I still don't know what it was. It's the hesitation in a beautiful story.
Gotcha.
You can have people leaning in forward. When I tell stories, I have people literally leaning in forward, waiting on my next word. When I like to paint pictures and have them with their curiosity peaked.
So you build in the anticipation. So in business, what can stories do, really?
Oh, well, the first time I ever helped somebody, I helped a garage. There's a man I know, he has had a small business where he used to do fix cars. But I asked him why he got into business. he told me he was his mother was ripped off by a car repair service when he was like 15, and they had to go without for a while until she got her next paycheck so she could pay for the car so she'd get back and forth to work. And he vowed that he, when he gets older, he was going to fix cars, and he was never, ever going to rip off a woman so she could feel safe to go into him. Well, when he told me this story, I thought it was wonderful. I helped him write up a little story, and I made it into like a pamphlet. So every time he gave a bill, he gave this little pamphlet, the story of it. Well, it ended up getting picked up by a newspaper, and the newspaper thought it was brilliant. Now he's got more business than he can handle because he's the one that women go to trust. He's doing phenomenal, and it was just one simple story.
I see what you're doing. So you're taking the story, and it's when you and I do are very similar because I do video and I tell a story in the video, right? As a from a marketing standpoint, and your stories, I didn't even think of from a written standpoint the stories that you tell in your marketing material, your press releases. Those types of things, I didn't even think of it from that standpoint. I was thinking, like Chris was talking earlier, you know, you tell a story before you make a sale and that story actually, and I'm asking, I'm not saying it, that story actually builds a brand, correct?
Correct. Well, when you tell a story and it plants that idea in them, What happens is they lower their guard, okay? Because people, when you're talking to them, they have their guard up. Like, I'm not gonna sell anything. What happens is like, oh, let me tell you a story. So like he said, they put their guard down, and then they'll lean forward, and then you connect with them. And when you connect with somebody, you get an emotional feeling, and that connection helps, especially with your branding.
Right. So you also talk about in your book painting the picture. In the mind of the listener with the story. So can you tell me a little bit more about that as you paint the picture?
Okay, I have a beautiful story that I tell about an Indian village, but the thing is I don't go too far in detail of what the village looks like. I give us an idea of how big it is, that woods are around the edges of the woods. I paint the picture. That you don't go too far into detail. The problem if you go too far in detail, they have an idea in their mind. Let them paint the picture in their mind. Don't give too much information, but you want to give enough where, like, okay, I started off with, it was a beautiful summer morning long ago in an Indian village. Right there, it was morning time. It was summertime. It was an Indian village. That painted a picture, but I didn't say anything else more. I let them have the picture in their mind.
Got you. Now, so specifically, what are some of the benefits of telling stories as a business owner? I didn't get a chance to read the whole book. I glanced over some of it because we just talked the end of last week, and it's definitely, so I just kind of flipped through it here and there. But, you know, specifically, tell me some of the different things that a business owner can do to really beef up their story or how storytelling can help a small business owner.
Oh, well, the thing is when you tell the right story, you weed out the people that you do not want. I wouldn't want certain people that are tire kickers. You get the right story. They're like, okay, I want more. I need more. I have to have more. And the ones that are not interested won't be interested. You can have your stories set for sales, marketing, history. I love it when you're talking to somebody, and I've only met one person that actually did this, and he helped me with the idea. I was talking to him, he goes, do you know why I work here? And I said, no. And then he told me a story of why he works at that car dealership. And I to this day, I remember it, and what it was is he lowered me down, my guard down again, and spoke about the goodness of where he worked at. See, people believe in what the other person says. I could tell you all day I'm the greatest bowler in the world, but if somebody else tells you, oh, he is a great bowler, I've seen him have a whole crowd, and it works wonders.
That's exactly what I tell a lot of my clients from a testimonial. And when I'm getting testimonials, I always say, tell me a story about, you know, what happened here, or why you've been a lifelong customer here, or about your transaction. So absolutely, dead on. Chris, did you have anything you wanted to ask, sir?
No, I think that's great. Actually, my takeaway is going to be, do you know why I work here? Part of imagine putting that as part of your sales training so that anybody, any one of your sales team who is out there has a good story about why they work there, because that's that third-party testimonial. Even though they work for, you know, Vids Inc. or eWebStyle, when they start off with, do you know why I work here, and have some nice story about their impressions, that's really powerful.
It is.
And one of the things Dennis was saying is kind of like, you know, should you, the difference between seeing the movie and reading the book, you know, if you get into too much detail in describing the story or describing the scene, then you're taking away the ability for the reader to paint their own pictures. And that's, you know, one of the complaints that people often have when you transfer a book into a movie. So that
exactly.
Certainly makes perfect sense.
You said it perfectly.
You take away that freedom of creation, really.
Okay. So Dennis, what is the basic structure of an effective story for those who are listening right now, and they think want to be a better storyteller?
Beginning, middle, and end. At the beginning is your introduction to the person or the product or service. The second is what the problem is. Okay. I have a beautiful video I'm putting up online. It'll be on my website, DennisClaus.com. But I'm going to show you how to a beautiful story of a little girl. And her problem is she had nothing. And she got something, and she saved the day. At the end, the solution. So beginning, middle, and end is the person, have them feeling where they get a connection with them, yourself or another person. The problem. And then how to solve the solution.
Got you. I've been known to be a bit of a storyteller in my time.
You've told a lot of stories, that's for sure.
Right. I knew you were going to say something. I knew that was coming. So wait, one of my greatest stories that I tell is called "Dance on the Towel for Jesus." Like people who've heard that story, when they see me, they want to hear that story again and again and again. And if they're with somebody who has never heard the story and they see me, they're like, would you please tell this dude the dance on the towel for Jesus story? Well, I literally had to dance on the towel for Jesus, and it's a long story, but it's hilarious. But So when you talk about building a brand and getting referrals, it's almost the same situation, to where if you tell a good story, people are spreading that story around. And when they see you, people want you to tell their friends that same story, from the entertainment factor, for the whatever it is. Is that what you pretty much, is that what the basis of the book is all about?
Absolutely, because when it's the second person that they already have trust in, when they meet you, their trust is put on you, especially when you tell the story. You can...
Got you. Now, how long has the book been out?
I got it out in January, and it went to number one the fourth day on Amazon. On the fourth day,
nice.
It went to number one in my category.
Well, congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Now, Dennis, if somebody wanted the book, how can they get the book from you?
It's right on Amazon. Go over to Amazon, look up either Dennis Claus or The Power of Effective Stories. And if you go to DennisClaus.com, I will make sure I put a link in there right to the page on Amazon to get it. I have e-book form and paper form.
And your website is coming out soon?
Pardon?
And your website is ready now, or
Yeah, I'm working on it right now.
Okay,
if people have questions, if anybody has one single question, they can just email me at dennisclaus@gmail.com. I can answer one if they're one simple question, and I hope to, for my next book, I want to be able to answer the question people may I might have left out. So feel free to send me a message.
So are you already writing your second book?
Oh yes, I'm working on two of them at the same time, how to write a book and how to launch a book.
Okay, so this is going to be like a trilogy. It's like, how do you tell a story? Now, how do you write a book? And now, how do you launch a book? The end. Is that what it is? Everything powerful comes in threes. Is that what it is?
Yep, power comes in threes.
All right.
Exactly.
All right. So, Dennis, hey, I appreciate you being on the show. Is there anything else you want to leave my listeners before you go?
Oh, no. I just happy Mother's Day to all the mothers listening, and thanks for having me on the show. Had a great time.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate you being on the show. I may call on you for something else. I got a couple of different ideas, especially when it comes, man, you put storytelling and video together. I'm like, that's a movie. Like, I mean, when Chris said it, I was like, yeah. So we might have to talk about a couple of other things. But, Dennis, I appreciate your time, sir.
Okay, you have a great day.
You do the
same. Take care, Dennis.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Dennis Claus. I have no idea if he's relation to Santa Claus, but that's who he is. Giving the gift of storytelling.
Funny thing, I have a story about Dennis and Santa.
Giving the gift of storytelling all around the world is what that is. Dennis Claus. Yeah, I'm telling you, my most famous story is called Dance On. And I've named it in everything. And so when people see me, and it's actually people named it for me and say, would you tell us that story about dancing on the towel for Jesus? And I'm like, okay. Once upon a time, you know what I'm saying? There was a towel. Right? It's crazy, man. It's crazy.
The undanced upon towel.
Exactly. So, all right, Dennis Claus. If you want to get his book, like you said, go to Amazon, and there you go. Boom. I think we're going to try to do a Google Hangout today for the first time.
Okay.
Let's see what that looks like. So people can actually see us live. Something that we've been wanting to do for a while.
All right, yeah. So I think if Google Creative Biz Ideas Live Hangout, just make sure that
we go. Let me see. Join Hangout. We're going to see if we can get some other people on here. Let's see what this Hangout thing looked like. You're about to join the Hangout. Okay. Got it. Let me see. Join.
There you are. I see you.
Boom. Yeah, I was just going to say I got to turn this down.
You don't look sleepy at all.
See? Boom. Look at that. Got time to play with you, man. See that right there? Oh, didn't see that right there, huh?
It's ink. How about right there?
Right there. I see you. E-web style. All right. So now we're on Google Hangout. So if anybody would like to join the Hangout, join, I guess. I don't know. You want to tell them step by step how to do it, because I just went from your invitation is what that means.
Yeah, so let me work on that. Go on to the next segment, and then I'll come up with some great search term, because searching Creative Biz Ideas Live Hangout didn't really work. So, and it's probably, but let me work on that, and I'll announce
that
here shortly.
Well, while you work on that, I just want to talk about a couple of different things. Had a listener by the name of Ron Taylor. Ron Taylor's been listening in for a couple of weeks, and he actually contacted me, and he's doing multi-level marketing business. He just started about 60 days ago, and he's really running it like a big business. He's actually gotten his product in a couple of retail stores and is stocking it on the shelf. He's actually gotten it in a chain store that they have 30 different stores. And it's a tea that's a detox tea, and it's doing tremendous things, helping people lose weight. And then he has this other product called NRG, which is like energy, and it's supposed to be like the next best thing to the 5-hour energy drink. And he swears by it, and I mean it's kind of growing rapidly. And so he's going to be on the show. He called for some advice. He was actually listening to the show. He's listening to some of the things that Doug was talking about. And he's taking a different approach. And that's why I think we probably have him on the show a couple of times. Great guy, listener. And so I was pleased to meet him. And then I also had another listener that... Her name is Tiana, and I actually know Tiana. She's a very good friend of mine, but didn't know that she was thinking about moving and relocating because of her job and situation. She was like, Nolan, I really love my job. I love where I am. Everything is great. And so I was talking to her, and she actually started to think about having a side business, being an accountant. And I've been knowing Tiana for 15 years.
I thought about having a side business as an accountant, and then I realized I'm not really good with numbers, and I kind of hate them.
Right, I don't know what this conversation is going on. So she has a couple of more classes that she has to finish that she'll be finished with to be a certified CPA this summer. And so that may be a project that we can work on as far as giving her advice, getting Doug and this, that, and the other, because she loves her job. And so if you got a job that helps you and gives you a life balance and all of that, and you're just trying to supplement your income, man, something like a CPA, you could do that definitely on the side just to do somebody's books or prepare certain people's taxes and all that good stuff. So we'll be talking to Tiana. So those are two listeners that they're getting benefits from what we talk about and what we do. So we're doing what we're supposed to do. So kudos to us.
Excellent. Hey, so to get to the Hangout, if you just Google Hangout Live, the first link is plus.google.com/hangouts-on-air. And then search Creative Biz Ideas. We will be the first link.
Boom. There you go. I appreciate you putting that together for us. I got a couple of things that we're looking for. Oh, I see that. Okay, let me see what I can do. Make some adjustments here. I'm thinking that'd be better. All right, cool. So, got a couple of different things to talk about. Tessie Wendell, who's been on the show before,
Tessie,
very good friends of ours. Her and I, we're working on a project right now, and I think a lot of business owners is going to want to jump on this project. It's going to be a huge event, and we're doing it at the end of the year. We're just starting to brainstorm on it, and Tessie is an event genius, is what that is.
Yep.
She came up, her and I were brainstorming. She wrote down some stuff from what we talked about and came up with something totally, totally awesome and on a whole nother level, something I've never heard of, something I've never seen before. And, it's going to be something that all the stories are going to be about in 2016. Trust me when I tell you that. So we're going to try to pop that off at the end of the year. So I want people to be looking out for that. And again, Lone Star School of Music, I want you to know The place looks fabulous. I know you're doing the website. I'm going to get you some of the – I mean, but those places look fabulous, and those kids are happy. I have some of those kids out there laughing and doing some crazy stuff, so it's going to be some good shots. So we're gonna have a great time, you and I, of putting that whole thing together. Want to give a shout-out to Brian over there at Lone Star. And, you know, he's such an easygoing guy. He's just like, yeah, it's more people than I expected, so we'll do more videos. I was like, Brian, I love you, man.
Is that part of your new business model? You just have more people show up, so the client automatically purchases more videos.
And now I'm going to start calling people and just invite them. And they're going to be like, I don't even know who these people are, but hey, I'm like, let's roll them.
Let's just get more videos.
Absolutely. So what? Right now, why don't you go ahead and give us our weekly tip right now as we wait on Doug Winnie to get here.
Excellent. All right, so this is a tip from our last podcast. We actually did podcast number 276 on Friday, and the tip is use PPC research when optimizing your website. So there's kind of two aspects of PPC that you can research that you can use for optimizing your website. One is really what keywords do you want to target, because usually when you run a PPC campaign, it's pretty broad match. I mean, we don't necessarily use broad match, but it's opened up so that you get a lot of kind of auxiliary keywords, and you might find some of those keywords are actually more popular or more successful in converting into business. So you know now you need to focus some of your SEO, search engine optimization efforts, on those keywords. The other thing is you're actually putting together ad text for your PPC campaigns, and you should be changing, modifying, adjusting that ad text regularly and seeing what ad text creates the best results. And based on what ad text creates the best results, you should be generating content related to those ad text and target keywords for your website. So again, use PPC for research when optimizing your website.
Got you. Okay. So we haven't set up the next Lunch and Learn. What are you thinking?
Ooh, to be honest, I haven't been thinking.
Oh.
So
okay.
So let's do second week of June. Does that work for you?
I think so. I think
maybe Tuesday the 9th or Thursday the 11th. But we'll come out with details about that.
Okay. All right. Well, we have our number one coach on, and Mark Smith came on right after him. So we'll talk to our coach, Doug Winnie, as soon as we come back.
Creative Biz Ideas is sponsored by Vids Inc., exceptional video production. If you're looking for training videos, marketing videos, or website videos, then call Vids Inc. at 281-968-VIDS. That's 281-968-8437. You're listening to Creative Biz Ideas with your host, Nolan Davis, on Blog Talk Radio.
You listen to the Bad Boys of Business with Nolan Davis and
Chris Burris.
All right, here on Creative Biz Ideas. And now you're going to get your weekly tip from the number one business coach in the world, Mr. Doug Winnie. Doug, are you there, sir?
I'm here. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys doing today?
Wonderful. Good morning, Doug.
Doing well. Awesome. Very good stuff. I am so excited. We have Marshall Silver coming to town in about 3 weeks. So, man, this man is a superstar, and can't wait till he gets here. So, got lots of things going on to get him here. That's June 3rd, I think. June 3rd, yeah. June 3rd is a Wednesday. It's an all-day event. If you know somebody that has tickets, you can get the tickets from them. They're $279, but your sponsor can probably get them to you for free. It's up to them to sell them or give them away, but... It is pretty cool that this world's famous hypnotist. He's had Las Vegas shows. He's been on David Letterman and Howard Stern and The Tonight Show, and he's going to be here June 3rd. So got so much going on with him that staying real busy there. So that's all good. What's going on with you guys?
Man, just rocking and rolling, sir, rocking and rolling. Took care of one of your clients this weekend. Actually have a meeting with another one of your clients today. So that brings me to a thank you. I didn't even really have this plan, but after I said it out loud, gotta love Doug Winnie. Just being a client of his has gotten me a lot of clients. So talk about return on investment to where you can see it. Boom, Doug Winnie, I love you, man. So what's up with you, sir?
Ditto on this side.
Well, when, you know, I got a lot of clients, and when my clients need video work or TV commercials, I know the only place that they would go would be to VidZinc at Nolan Davis. And when they need SEO and website work, there's only one company I'll refer them to, and of course that is Chris Burris and eWebStyle. So you guys do good work. You deserve the referrals. So.
Well, thank you, sir.
We're going to have like a Doug appreciation party here, like pretty soon.
Yeah, that's
absolutely.
Helping us out with tips on the air, sending business your way, sending business. By the way, I do also send a lot of business over to Doug. It basically, if you get within a 10-foot radius around me and you're a business owner, you are probably hearing me talk about Doug.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
that's very good. I've had a lot of people hear me talk about Doug. I've actually had some people on the show call me and ask me about Doug, and I don't know if anybody called you yet, but I know I got one guy that's coming real close to calling. He owns 6 different locations. We're just trying to work out his video thing. But I keep telling, every time I talk to him, he's like, oh my God, I'm just so busy. I'm sorry I didn't call you back. And I'm like, it sounds like you need a business coach. I ain't saying nothing, but I'm just saying, you know, that's the situation.
Well, it does lead me to today's tip. So thanks for the segue there, Nolan. And it's about telling versus asking. So both of you guys, when you're going to give me a referral, let me just teach you how to ask questions instead of telling. So when you say, hey, man, you need a business coach, they go, well, yeah, maybe. But if you ask a question and said, well, what would it be like if you had a lot more time, like you had more time for friends or family or vacationing, what would that be like? And I go, what are you talking about? I own 6 businesses. There's never going to be any time. How much free time does Richard Branson have? How much free time does, you know, Elon Musk have? How much free time does Bill Gates have? They all have lots of free time, yet they all have 24 hours a day, just like we do. So how does that happen? And when they go, I have no clue, say, well, would you like me to introduce you to somebody who will get you all the free time that you would ever want? Questions. As a matter of fact, I got this from the new Google commercial about questions. And the Google question, the commercial says something like, a question is the most powerful force in the world. A good question causes great thoughts. A question can take you on a journey. A question can take you anywhere. So who is asking you the right questions? And that's my point of today. It's about, you know, asking questions. Even ask yourself the questions. Right, I know that I'm a part of the best business coaching organization on the planet. We're continuously trained to ask the right questions, to grow a better business, to have more profits, more a better organization, and you know, we come up with lots of questions. So both of you guys know I always ask you questions, and the questions are, well, they're perfectly timed. They're designed to be where you are in your business, whether it's, you know, you need more cash flow, then the questions are related to marketing and sales. If you need more time, then the questions are related more towards your team. Right? If you need to have more fun, then it may be it's more team and more profits. All of the questions are related to the right place in your business. So I thought, you know, today's question might be, what is your company's profit labor per hour? Right? So how much profit per labor hour do you make? So if you're a one-man company, one-woman company, then you take all of your revenue or your profits for last year, divide by one, and you know your number. If you're a 4 or 5-person company, you take the revenue or the profit that you made last year, divide by 4 or 5. and then you would create your number of profit per labor hour or profit per person. And then I'd ask, is it increasing? Is it decreasing? Is it staying the same? As you get more employees, should your profits increase or decrease, do you think?
Increase.
Should increase, yeah. And if it increases, then the next most logical question is, when are you going to get more employees?
Hard to argue that.
Yeah. Because you just went through the little formula. You go, oh, well, it, you know, it is increasing or it should increase. And then when people don't hire, you know, an extra person or two persons a month, then you go, so what's the problem? You make more money per labor person or per labor hour. There are people out there to work. You're pretty smart. You can train them. So therefore, go hire some more people.
Or you can create training videos to keep it on a systematic process. That's something
absolutely
else I do.
No, that's an absolute requirement, because after you train the first person, who's going to do the training for the second person? The first
exactly.
person hired. First person needs to do it, and they need to do training videos and documentation, all the things necessary, so it's easier and easier and easier to make more money. And that is, of course, how you end up with a lot more free time. That is your business tip of the week. Ask questions. Figure out what are the questions that you need to be asked, and if you can't come up with them, then hire somebody who will ask you the right questions.
All right. So Doug,
it's interesting that you bring that up, because I'm just listening to the Zappos book and just finished the section, kind of, I don't know how close to the end it is, where Tony is asking, you know, so what are your goals? And then why do you have those goals? And then people usually say, well, I have those goals because I want to spend more time. And why do you want to spend more time? And at the end of it, if you keep following those questions, it's about happiness, which is kind of his whole premise and the premise of his whole culture. But it's this process of asking questions that really lead you to clarity about what and how you want to accomplish and how you can accomplish it.
Yeah.
Got you.
Very cool.
Got you. So Doug, so if somebody wanted to ask you more questions about how to help their business,
good.
How can they contact you, sir?
Well, the best way to get in touch with us first would be check out our website, businessasatool.com. Businessasatool.com, it was created because the tool should be the business and it should be for more fun. Businessasatool.com. Go there, check it out. Lots of free events coming up. I have one on May 20th, which is a week from Wednesday. You can always call our office, 713-936-3814. That's 713-936-3814. And I'm always happy to get your emails. If you like, send me an email, Doug Winnie, DougWinnie, at actioncoach.com.
Got it. Hey, Brad, I appreciate you, sir, and enjoy having you on the show.
Absolutely, guys. Take care. You guys make it a great week.
All right, you too.
All right,
let me change that. Guys, what are you guys going to do to make it a great week? Different way from telling to asking. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Right, bye. Bye.
He had me thinking already. He's like, make it a great week, and then how are you going to do it? And I'm like, I got to come up with an answer.
I was like, is there a wrong answer? Like, I was like, I don't want to be wrong. I don't care if I'm right or not. I don't want to be
wrong. I'm not going to answer if it risks the possibility of being wrong. I'm going to have lunch five times.
Right. I was actually thinking, did he give me the answer in his presentation earlier to where I could fail this part of it? I don't know what's going on. So
I was not expecting a quiz.
Dude, it's too early, man. It's too early. All right, so now as we get in our weekly tips, we have our very own attorney, Mr. Mark Smith. Mark Smith, are you there, sir?
I am. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. How are you, man?
Good morning.
I'm doing all right. Doing all right for a Monday morning.
You say for a Monday. We got to get excited this Monday, man. This is going to hold for the rest of the week.
Monday,
Let's go. Exactly. What you got for us today, Mark?
Well, I'm going to talk to you all about some employee handbook tips. Now, most lawyers are going to recommend that if you have employees, that you have an employee handbook. And the reason for that is because you want to have some things, you know, kind of the expectations in writing. You know, it, but of course, the caveat to that is that, you know, if you put stuff in writing, you got to make sure it's the right stuff and that you're not infringing on any legal rights the employees have. The general counsel for the National Labor Relations Board put out a memo back in March, and it was just kind of a summary of some of the rules that they found unlawful and some of the rules that they found lawful. And I thought it was really interesting that the rules that they found unlawful, you know, just reading them and just in passing, that they make total sense. But when you look at their analysis, you're like, well, okay, I guess I can kind of see that. So let me just give you a few examples. For example, when dealing with confidentiality, you know, most employers have trade secrets or customer lists and things like that that they really want to keep secret. So one of the rules that they found unlawful was that you must not disclose proprietary or confidential information about the employer or other associates, or, for example, never publish or disclose the employer's or another's confidential or proprietary information. Makes perfect sense, right, when you just hear it in passing. Well, the key in the second one was when they said another's confidential or proprietary information. And basically what they said was that could potentially be construed as prohibiting employees from talking about each other's wages, which the NLRB has recently said that's totally fair game, that employees, you cannot punish employees for talking about their wages. So kind of the long and the short of it is you want to have a broad rule that's going to, you know, take in as much of the kind of negative behavior as you possibly can. But on the flip side, you can't make it include behavior that it's legal for the employees to do. Let me give you another example. For example, rules relating to employee conduct towards the employer. Be respectful of others in the company. That's just like, sounds like common courtesy, right? Not, you shouldn't even have to have a rule for that. But what they said was that could potentially include behavior that would be, for example, complaining about a manager or complaining about management, which is, you know, a legitimate thing that, and it's protected under the National Labor Relations Act. So the legal or the lawful rule that they have was no rudeness or unprofessional behavior toward a customer or anyone in contact with the company. So that one was okay. But be respectful of others was not. So, I mean, it's basically splitting hairs, but you have to be very careful if you are an employer and you have employees and you're putting these rules down that you do it in such a way that it's not infringing on their rights under the National Labor Relations Act. And I haven't put it up yet, but I'm going to put a copy of the memo from the general counsel and kind of a summary of some of the more quirky ones that they found unlawful on my website. So,
Got it. So there's a place where people can go and get those types of statements or, you know, parts and chapters of that employee handbook that are just kind of and just kind of related to your industry. Is that correct or no?
You can, yeah. There's places that you can do that. I try and put as much as on my website as possible, but you know, being a small shop, it's not easy to put all of it out there. I subscribe to a lot of legal blasts and you know, email blasts that have a lot of these you know, subjects in them, and mm-hmm. So that's why I gather a lot of it. But there are ways that you could do that. And, you know, part of it, you know, my job is to stay on top of this as much as possible, which, you know, people are hiring lawyers and accountants for their expertise. It's not always necessarily for our shining personalities, but you know, that's part of that expertise, is staying on top of all of these changes and whatnot. And that's the value that we should, as lawyers, accountants, you know, architects, whatever, you know, that's the value that we bring, is that expertise. And for, you know, legal in particular, you know, our job is mainly to keep people out of trouble. And it's by knowing all these things and educating people that, you know, we can do that job. So.
Got you. Okay, so. How can, if somebody is in the middle of writing their employee handbook and they needed some guidance or wanted to go ahead and cash in on that first hour of consultation for free to see how you could help them, how can they get in contact with you, sir?
So two best ways. You can call my office phone, which is 281-489-3934, or look up my website, which is www.jmsmithlaw.com, and fill out the contact request, and I will get in touch with you, and we can set up a meeting time.
Last thing, how's your move-in going? Because everything looked beautiful when I was there.
It's coming along. There's still a little dust, you know, in the area, but it's much more habitable than it was a week or two ago when you came to visit. So,
gotcha. And I'm going to be ready for what we talked about, if not later this week, next week, to take the time out, and we could just do it over the phone and take care of that.
Okay, that sounds great.
Hey, Mark Smith, I appreciate you, sir.
All right, Nolan. Have a good day. You too, Chris.
All right. Take care, Mark.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
All right. Employee handbook.
Exactly. That's exciting stuff, sir.
Yeah, it's important to make sure that you've got, you know, people don't think about how important that is, because if you don't have a handbook, then, you know, sometimes whatever the owner does has to be applied to everybody else. And yeah, I've just heard horror stories.
Right.
So make sure you get that in order.
You know, most of my people, I 1099 them, so it's more of a contract standpoint, just project by project. I actually just hired a new guy that's going to be a camera guy, a guy by the name of Justin. You met him. He was at the
I met Justin. Yeah,
I met Justin. He has a nice little personality. I'm going to see, you know, how that works out. And give Justin a try. I want to give a shout out to another one of my people on my team, Kevin Overbeck. He's out there in the Conroe area, out there selling videos for me. And we just joined, actually, the Woodlands Chamber of Commerce. So we just did that. And, so just rocking and rolling, man, rocking and rolling. So
good stuff growing the team, like Doug was just saying.
Absolutely. We have, we've been really rocking and rolling this year. A lot of it is thanks to Doug as well, from, you know, him bringing me on board at HBC, some of the clients that he's had. But I'm also automating everything in my company with a company called Accurance, and the owner of the company, I have a meeting with him on Friday, so everything from my CRM to invoicing and the whole nine is all going to be automated. I'm wrapping my truck so that could be a moving billboard, and we should be doing that within the next couple of weeks. And I'm wrapping my truck with a company called Print Van. And I love their website. The website is iuseprintvan.com. Just to get that ownership of iuseprintvan.com. Even if you just wanted to check out their website at some point in time, it's a subliminal message that I already use them, so I'm happy about it, right? It's that type of situation.
You can't even tell I'm not even interested in a proposal because I use PrintVan.
Exactly. It's proposals, just mosel, right? It's that type of situation. So
yeah.
So they've actually did my shirts. PrintVan, they've done my shirts. They've done my caps. We got some caps that I wear, and they're wrapping the truck as well. So I want to give a big shout out to them. And so, I mean, this quarter we're doing a lot of different things. I'm gonna have my brochures printed this quarter. They're already written, and man, this quarter we're doing a lot of different things. So June, I have something else big that I'm trying to accomplish. So I want to get this stuff taken care of. So we're growing. We're doing big things. And when I started this show, I had like one client and two people knew me. And now I've been drinking milk and look at me, right? It's that type of situation. So Chris, anything you want to leave with the people before we go, sir?
Well, other than just a way to contact us, if you're looking to grow your business using the largest, most accurate marketing platform on the planet, which is called the Internet, feel free to reach out to us. Our website is e-webstyle.com. And make sure to tune into our podcast. I am the co-host of the most popular Internet marketing podcast on iTunes, and that podcast is called the SEO Podcast, Unknown Secrets of Internet Marketing, and you can find that on our website as well. And you can also get a free website analysis on any page on our website. So if you're interested in figuring out how good or bad your website is, we don't do an analysis from the perspective of, hey, let's prove how bad it is so that you sign up with us. We are just open and honest about the good and the bad of your website.
I beg to differ. So that's one other thing. That's one other thing I am doing right now. I'm glad you brought that up, is that eWebStyles is doing my website. So they're redoing my website. I expect to be, because they are the bomb, .com. I expect to be on the top of Google to even get that much more business. And I'll be doing videos for Chris here shortly. So we're taking care of each other, because I think we, like, all jokes aside, we definitely respect the abilities of what each other does and our companies and how we do it. But when he says that sounds good, but I want to tell you a little story. Speaking of storytelling, I'm in the boardroom at eWebStyles, and there's a gentleman there by the name of Charles. So Chris has my website up, and he's telling me what needs to be changed. And I'm thinking my website is pretty decent. So it's not an eWebStyles.
No, I think you thought it was the bomb, right? Because that, you know, that's just when we do something, you know, at the end of it, it's the bomb. Like sometimes, whether it is or isn't.
And yes. Okay, I'm just gonna. Yes, I did. It was the bomb, but I didn't think it was the bomb compared to a website company, right? It's that type
right.
of situation. So it was the bomb compared to, you know, the people that I knew and the capabilities that I had. And so Chris calls in Charles, and Charles comes in, and my website is big up on the screen. And I'm still a little proud of my website. You can go to vidsinc.com and see it before it changes. And Charles walks in, and Chris says, all right, so Nolan just hired us to do the website. And he looked up at my website. He was like, yeah, he really needs to. Like, it was that type of situation. And I was like, Charles, I don't want to say what I was thinking, but I was like, yeah, Charles, yeah.
I think the actual reaction was you threw your cell phone on the conference table in an attempt to walk out of the room in disgust or frustration, a little bit of both. And then, you know, Charles is a big dude. He happened to be in the doorway, so you just kind of, with resignation, set back down.
But that sounds every bit of me. I do throw my stuff down and leave in disgust. I'm glad you gathered that, because that's what I'm really trying to get. When I throw it down, I want people to say, oh, shit, he's disgusting, right? That's exactly what it is. So, but yeah, so I think, but, hey, everything is all about change. Your business should be all about change, always making it better. So I knew that my website was decent for the level that I was at. And now I'm at another level, and so now I need to go to the big boys. And Chris Burris.
Yep, time to take it to the next level.
Yep, Chris Burris just happens to be the big boy. Now, I need you to understand, too, though, is that I've changed my website like 3 times, right, just because of you. So I say, hey, Chris, when I first had him on there, I was like, hey, take a look at my website. He was like, yeah, you need to change this. And 2 weeks later, it had changed. And then I showed it to you. And then you said something else. Like, you was like, oh, you make those changes, and everything was cool. A couple of months later, you was like, you know, I was thinking about your website. I saw it and yada, 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 and boom, I changed it again. And every time you told me to change it, and here's the thing. Doug Winnie talks about only 3% of the people actually listen to advice and make the changes, right?
Yep.
And now this is in 2 years, this will be my 4th revision on the website. I'm listening, baby. I'm listening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and so, you should.
Shut up. You do realize I have all the controls over here. And
yeah, I know.
Like, you up and it's like, Chris Burris had an emergency and he had to go immediately is what it is. I like that.
He broke his leg.
My listeners. Exactly, exactly. But, hey, Chris, hey, that is one other thing. If we can get that done by June so I can start the quarter with the wrapped truck, the automation, the new website. Ooh, I'm brand new, baby, brand new.
Are you working on design at the same time you're going to have, because I know Javier's working on your site design, you're going to have some sort of crossover on that, right?
The design of what?
So the design of the website and the design of the wrap?
Oh, no. The design of the wrap is going to be very simple. So it's going to be my logo.
Wait. Let me picture it, a picture of you and then whatever else somebody recommends.
Walk it out with this, and then I got the hat. Hold on. Let me get the hat so you can see it, because we're on the Google Hangout, right? So got the hats, boom, right here. Wow, look at that.
Nice looking.
Right. So I need you to imagine me walking out with the hat and the logo shirt out of the wrap truck, I'm getting new business cards printed as well. Javier might even do my business cards. Giving brand new business cards to go to a brand new website. And as you are in my sales process, I will mail you my 8-page brochure. Each page is talking about marketing videos, then training videos, then TV commercials, then all of this that I got going on. And I'm launching, and I'm trying to do all of this because I'm launching HDLTV in the third quarter.
Wow. I'm excited about HDLTV.
Man, launching it in the third quarter at all the, everything I need for it, everything I need. I was stuck on one part of it, and I hooked up with that guy, Ron Taylor. That's why I was talking to him. He is an absolute technological genius. He's like, everybody who meets him thinks he's an asshole because he just has that type of personality, because he has that whole genius. He knows he's a genius, so he doesn't have to talk to you on any level but his level, and that's what it is. So I love Ron Taylor.
Struggling to keep up.
Absolutely. I love Ron Taylor, and I'll tell Ron Taylor to shut up in a minute when he starts talking way over my head. And I just say, dude, shut up, and we laugh it off. But other people take it personal, so he and I were good friends. Yeah, so we are definitely good friends. So, man, that's what I got going on, trying to finish this quarter out strong. Chris, I want to thank you for being on the show. As always, I think we complement each other extremely well. I think we make
bad boys of business.
Man, I think we make business funny. enjoyable to think about, all of that good stuff. And I think we utilize our resources extremely well to bring much more information to the table for our listeners. And with that, we're going to go ahead and close this show out. I want to thank everyone who listened today. I want to thank Dennis Claus, again, no relation to Santa Claus, about storytelling. So important for your business, because that's kind of what I do with video. I want to thank Doug Winnie for coming on and giving us gems. I want to thank Mark Smith for coming on and giving us all the insight from a legal standpoint. And you are listening to the Bad Voice of Business here, Creative Biz Ideas. Now, we do realize that an idea is not a plan, and a plan still needs execution, but it all starts from an idea. If you'd like to be on the show, give me a call at 832-317-8359. Again, I want to say happy Mother's Day to all of those mothers out there. And all of those mothers that are entrepreneurs. My wife is going to start helping me with the business next week. So she's going to be a mother and an entrepreneur as well. And definitely look forward to that. Love my wife. Hey, until next week, love to live, live to love, and be well.
Creative Biz Ideas. Creative Biz Ideas, creativebizideas.com.